the members section that people can respond to from outside. So that, you know, that remains to be decided upon.
Right. You're growing the vision. Gene.
I was just wondering if there's a possibility to do a small survey of what you're suggesting that could be then provided to the strategic plan consultant and to the board by June. And not that this would be your final report, but giving us some ideas, and that might give us some direction too on ways that the organization, the directions the organization can take in the next 3 to 5 years. I think it'd be helpful what you have to offer us if we could have some of it by June 8th, if possible. I know that's a lot of work, and if you say no, I'll accept it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, I have, our next TOG meeting is April 22nd. I would like to bring this to the group, and because it, you know, it's, yeah, it involves all of us bringing this together. Yeah. So what I will recommend, if I'm hearing you correctly, is that by June 30th, is that what you're thinking,
before June 8th.
Oh,
and I'm not asking for, I'm not suggesting that you put the in-depth
step. No, it needs to be before then.
Okay, fine. No, I accept what you're saying.
Yeah, I don't think I can.
I just thought this would maybe, it would give us some idea with strategic plan and some ideas of resources that the board would say, you know, this is what we need to give to the talk to the, for the next few years. And it's just, it's not like the last time that, you know, we'll ever be able to do that. But I just thought if you had something to offer, but I accept what you're saying, and that's all.
I will speak to the group and find out if there are other resources that I have not mentioned in this report that we could use in the next 3 years. Is that helpful?
Sure.
I can bring that by June 8th, yes.
Mm-hmm. And also, you know, I would need to, you know, this may need to be separate from the strategic plan because, you know, they may need it, you know, say by May 1st or, you know, something like that. I don't know. So, and Vita said she has other resources as well. You know, I need to, it may need to be, you know, a supplement to the strategic plan. Mm-hmm. But this is a wonderful idea. Absolutely.
While I have the mic, I really want to thank the members of the TOG. You have no idea. These people could be making $75 an hour, what they do for us. Yeah. So, and they work many hours, people who work full time. And, you know, we all work, we do, we work very hard. And because we love the organization, we love what we do. Yes. So I really want to thank the members. And they are listed here in your report.
Yes.
But since I have the mic, you know what happens.
Yes, read
these
them.
Are the people I'd like to thank. Steve Amenoff, Antoinette Ariana, Greg Fowler, Jeremy Johansson, Mike Keithley, Phil Albregon, and Tom Randall. And I will make sure they listen to this report.
Yes. I just want to say I thank Vita for saying yes to being chair of this wonderful, wonderful group. Thank you so much.
And I'd like to call on the question so the vote can be to accept the report.
So Jeff wants the floor, but I'm hearing people saying the question.
And this will be very quick. In answer, Gene, to your point to some degree, the strategic plan, even though we don't need to get into the specifics of what the TOG may need to do, but we can, in a general way, address a lot of our website issues in the strategic planning process. So
it will be
I think we have plenty of grist for the mill.
Yeah. In fact, in the proposal that you received for the strategic plan, it specifically says the web environment is also evaluated. So that was in your proposals, too. Okay, and I was, folks were saying call for the question, but Judy yelled and said, we voted, and so did Linda. So,
we didn't vote.
Oh, we didn't vote.
Let Jeff have the floor, okay.
No, we
We do need to vote. Okay, so all those in favor of the motion?
Aye.
Opposed? Well, adopting the report. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very, very much. Thank you very, very much. And I was going to go to the next item, but Linda is calling for the floor. So we need to... And since folks don't give up their mic, I will give up mine.
Peter's getting a lot of arm
exercise. Okay. I just wanted to mention that my granddaughters love to watch a little show on Disney called Dog with Blog. And I think it might be kind of fun to have our dogs write a blog on the website.
Okay, the next item on the agenda is the report on the Newell Perry Trust Fund, and I have asked Jeff Tom to read that to the board, please.
I need the mic.
Oh, there it is.
Okay. This is the Newell Perry Endowment Trust Fund report. Trustees are Richard Rueda, Patricia Wolf, and Catherine Skivers. It's got the account number, but I'm not going to read it.
No.
Donna Andrews, financial advisor, Morgan Stanley. As of 3/31/13, the balance was $204,806.85. We are very pleased with the performance of our investments in this account. The only withdrawals made were $8,000 some time ago for employment, $25,000 last year for the council, and $1,500 for purchase of assistive listening devices. Clearly, we are coming closer to the $250,000 mark. We are hopeful that this fund will continue to do well. That's the end.
Okay. She said it was brief and to the point. All those in favor of, may I have a motion, sorry. Lena moved, Peter seconded. Any discussion? Okay, Linda has a question, and then I heard Jean as well. No? Jean was ready to adopt the report, and Linda said question. Okay, Linda, here you go.
I'm confused between the number 204,000 and the number 250,000. How are we getting to 250 if we have 204? Or am I reading it wrong?
No, you're not. I thought about that myself.
Well, we are getting closer. We're getting closer.
We're getting closer.
We're
getting closer.
The goal is to have 250,000 in the fund.
Yes. That's the goal. Okay. Any more discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye. Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Item number 13, ratify March 25th, 2013. That was my birthday. Vote by email regarding purchase recommendations from the hearing impaired committee. And that was the reference to the ALD devices. We did need to vote on that recommendation as a board, and so like to ratify that vote here in person. So March 25th. Okay, Gabe moved, Jean seconded. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you. Jeff, report on Ellen Murphy Trust Fund.
Okay, this is the Ellen Murphy Fund report. The trustees are Abigail Vincent, Patricia Wolf, and Catherine Skivers. Jim Giordano is the financial advisor, UBS Financial Services. On 3/31/13, our balance was $253,446.14. On April 8th, $2,650 is being paid, to an applicant. It is, I know, but that's what the report says. This is the fourth. Roger was making a grammatical statement over here. This is the fourth withdrawal we made from our account this year. The total was $6,100. Most of the requests were to assist women to get into safe homes in which they could afford to remain. When we began to work on the applicants' needs for April 8th, there was not enough cash in the account to cover it. So we sold some shares in the Ivy Fund. We have taken $50,000 remaining in the Ivy Fund and transferred it to another part of the Ivy family of funds, which will allow us to be getting dividends from stock. This leaves $39,300 in the original fund, which is in Ivy bonds. Until the first week in March, we have been able to meet our commitments by using dividends from our accounts plus a contribution to our fund. On April 5th, we were blessed to receive a donation for the Ellen Murphy Fund in the amount of $5,000 from a wonderful member who wishes to remain anonymous. Needless to say, an immediate thank you was sent to this person and the acknowledgement, which will allow them to use this as a tax deduction if they wish to do so. We are pleased with the assistance and advice we receive from Jim Giordano. Both he and his father, Mike, look after our account. We hope that he will be able to keep this fund going, doing as well as it is, so that we can continue to serve the people who need our help. And that is the end of the report.
Thank you very much. Do we have a motion to accept the report? Okay. We had a mover and a seconder. Any discussion? All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you very, very much, Jeff, for reading those reports that come from Kathy. Okay. The next item on the agenda is public comment. Does anyone have public comment? Please raise your hands. Ed is ready with those roller skates. We have one so far.
This is Frank Welty. I have three comments to the board regarding the subject of the transition to a single conference and convention per year.
One moment. Gabe, if you can please be sure to take notes on them.
The first item is regarding the pattern of alternation between the North and the South for annual conventions. I have a concern that we consider the effect of the placement of our annual conventions on Capitol Day. Namely, I think we should determine if it is better, if it is more important for large turnouts at Capitol Day to take place during the even-numbered year of a legislative session or during an odd-number year of a legislation session. This is because the proximity of the convention tends to bring out a larger crowd for Capitol Day, and to the extent that this is so, it would be in our advantage to schedule our Northern California conventions during the year when it is going to have the best effect on moving forward legislation in our behalf. The second concern I have in regards to the convention is that I have for a long time felt that we need to look at strategies for increasing the level of and extent of leadership training that goes on during our conventions, and I would ask the subcommittee to increase their efforts to find more time spots or allocations of scheduling in order to provide leadership training to local members who are attend this convention. I think this is a critical need for the long-term development of the council. My third concern is again regarding the scheduling of committee meetings, where for a very long time we've had the problem of numerous committee meetings being scheduled simultaneously, which makes it difficult for members serving on more than one committee yes. to meet their obligations to their committees. Also, I think that we should see if there are ways to prioritize the scheduling of committee meetings during conventions so that those committees that have concurrent agendas as opposed to committees that have a different agendas would not be scheduled in such a way that people who need to be at multiple committees could not attend them. Because, for example, there are some committees for which local members would do well to attend, such as the fundraising committee and the membership committee. And so we would not want such committees to be scheduled against each other, thus forcing local members to have to miss one of those important committee meetings.
Okay, thank you.
Two other hands, huh?
And what I'd like to do before we take those, and I know, Roger, you say you're not our parliamentarian, but I always look to you for this. Related to the comment of the decision of the alternating years, depending on the legislative importance, and I know you didn't word it that way, but the question I would like to ask, is it appropriate for me to ask of this board at this point for the guidance, because I need to start negotiating these contracts for 2015 and 2016 after we leave this convention. And we did make a motion earlier in this meeting to alternate in the north and in the south and you know, in the spring. Do we need a further motion?
Madam President?
Yes, Jeff.
I'm not sure. Well, I'll just make my comment. Frank is right. I agree with what he says in terms of the odd year being better. And I think at some point we may want to shift things so that there's 2 years in a row somehow or other, but and turn it around. But I am one board member anyway who is a little loath to do it that first year, because that's going to be basically the first, you know, year that we would ordinarily go, and not, we wouldn't have a Southern California convention. And to me, that's not a good time to have 2 years in a row, because it kind of leaves a bad taste in people's mouths when you just start a policy. So although I agree with you, Frank, and I think we need to look to somehow do something in the future, which the board could do, I'm not sure I'm willing to do it now.
Okay. Madam President.
Gene. Oh, I wasn't talking 2014.
I have to agree with Jeff right now, particularly one, the switching year. Two, then we would have 2 years back to back in Northern California with elections, and that will not go well with the membership, and understandably, where there's not a chance for Southern Californians who can't travel up to the north to vote. And so I think right now,
So this board has given me sufficient guidance. I appreciate it. And Frank, your three proposals are definitely on the table for discussion. Thank you. Roger, before we...
If I might be permitted to answer your question from a purely procedural point of view, I don't think it's a good idea to just go ahead and make a motion based on public comment.
Right. That's why I asked for guidance. So thank you. As I shared, this board has definitely given me appropriate guidance. And Roger, thank you. That's why I always look to you for the policy component. So thank you. Public comment. Ed has someone else.
Madam President?
Yes.
I don't know if this is addressed in the treasurer's report that we can obtain from the office, but I was interested in the status of the repayment of the $20,000 borrowed from the CEA fund.
I can comment on that.
Peter, go ahead.
Yeah, we make payments every year on that in the amount of $4,000.
So the remainder, we've made payments. I believe that we are current. We're due to make another payment toward the end of this year, if I remember correctly. We had to catch up.
We had to catch up.
That's why we made two. We're current now.
We're planning to make a payment after the Mutt Strut.
Yes.
We borrowed $20,000 from the CA fund. We've paid back $8,000 now.
Okay. It's $4,000 a year, right?
$4,000 a year.
Yes, $4,000 a year. Okay.
Back here, yeah. Steve.
There goes Ed.
Thank you. I know it's late, and I'll try to be very brief. Three quick comments. First of all, I had an opportunity to read, as a member of the organization, the various reports administered tonight. I may well be asking a question which is answered in them, and if so, I apologize for the redundancy. But I was concerned with respect to the reports on the specialized funds, the Murphy Fund and the Newell Perry Fund. There was no indication, except for the subjective statement that we're doing well, exactly what benchmarks are used against which the performance can be compared. And I was actually rather concerned to hear with respect to the Murphy Fund that funds had to be transferred out of bonds into dividend-paying stocks. I think that most investment advisors today would say that a substantial portion of the funds should already, if they weren't, have been in dividend stocks. So I would be eager as a member, if it's available information, if it's public information, to know what the benchmark indices are against which the performance is being measured. Second of all, with respect to another matter that came up tonight, the discussion of the formats, I very much appreciate the board's dedication to making the widest range of formats available to meet members' needs consistent with our resources. But it was unclear to me in the wake of the discussion and in the wake of the resolutions whether what you decided was to evaluate the feasibility and options for the current forms of audio production and audio output, or to also include consideration of other forms of audio output that have not yet been used but that might also be available and that are possible under the conditions that modern technology affords. It wasn't clear to me whether you were just discussing the current ones or wanted to discuss in your upcoming report new ones as well. Lastly, in view particularly of the new complications that surround Capital Day with the change of convention format, I first of all want to express my tremendous respect and appreciation for the work done by everyone at Capital Day today, and also my profound admiration for the leadership given to our legislative and governmental affairs efforts by Jeff over the years. But it seems to me that now more than ever, if our presence here in April at this crucial time is not going to be necessarily consistent or inevitable, we need to think even more than ever before of going to a somewhat new approach to legislative advocacy, which would involve a formalized and structured and disciplined outreach effort to establish and maintain ongoing contacts with legislators and their offices at the local levels, and which also involve making sustained and ongoing contacts with the variety of state agencies that are involved in administering the numerous programs that affect our lives.
Okay. Your first comment, I would encourage you to contact Catherine Skivers directly, who kind of airs that trust, even though, you know, she's one of the trustees. Please contact her directly, and she will definitely give you the detail necessary. She's explained it to me, and I think that they are very, very conscientious. So I'd encourage you to contact Kathy directly so that you can.
I never suggested anyone was not conscientious.
Oh, no. I'm just reiterating that she is, you know, the group really, they have great resources at their disposal. So I'd encourage you to touch base with her directly and get the answer to your questions. I didn't say that, you know, we know that the trustees are very conscientious, and I just wanted to reiterate that. To your point about Capital Day, that will definitely be considered. Thank you for sharing that. And I forgot what was in the middle.
It was about
the formats. I believe that it was to do the research and investigation on audio formats, all audio formats.
Okay.
So it would be inclusive.
Okay. Thank you.
Madam President?
Gabe.
For the record, I'm sorry, it's tired. I should recognize people's voices. Was that Steve Mendelson?
Yes, Steve Mendelson.
We have Thank one you, here Steve. And then one after this, Donna.
Okay. Okay, we have two before you, and then we will recognize you as the third.
And just for the record, Thank since you. I'm taking notes, could I please ask that people state their names when they are speaking?
Hello, this is Vita Zavoli. I just want to encourage those who are preparing the and looking at all the options for the conventions in the future, since it seems that we need to start Thursday morning in order to fit everything in, and even then we're struggling to fit things in, most people will come in on Wednesday. Please look at something going on Wednesday evening so that we, in the interest of time, we can put in as much as possible.
Thank you.
Hello, this is Steve Fort, and I'm intrigued at the possibility of making the Board of Directors meetings, given the length of the meetings, into a meal event and how that would be feasible.
Okay, yeah. So yeah, I we've talked about it with the hotels and preliminary research, and it definitely is doable. We are definitely in the spirit of reinventing, and it would be another plated meal that people could choose to buy a ticket for, or people may not want to eat with the board, and they could, you know, sit in theater-style chairs and not participate in the meal. So that's what we're looking at. Yes. And if you could state your name, please.
Yeah, Madam President, my name is Paul Leong. I'm a delegate from the Greater Bakersfield the chapter.
Welcome.
Council, yes. I have seen and read about the names of these people, the board. But this is my first meeting, my first conference that I attended, my first board meeting. That actually is the first meeting that I sat so many hours that my brain has to fight my behind for this long. But I have to say, Madam President, I am impressed by these people, your board members, how they handle business, how you so skillfully handle this group of people. And I don't know how on earth you do it, but you did it. So I just want to comment on the good job you guys are doing. Simply that.
Thank you very much. And welcome to our convention. Yeah. Thank you so much. Pam Pology seeks the floor. Ed actually gave me a hint, said Pam Pology.
Okay, this is Pam Pology. I just wanted to make a quick announcement, if I could, because tomorrow is coming quickly, and credentials begins at 8 a.m. So if you guys could please, those of you that are here, please remember to attend. And if you're not one of them, please remind your chapter delegates to attend so that we can seat everybody. And I thank you.
Thank you.
And, oh, thank you. Ed said to remind you guys it's going to be in this room.
In this room, yes.
See, Ed keeps me in line, you guys. Thank you.
Yes. Do we have any more public comment?
I see no other hands, Madam
No other
President.
Hands. Ed, can we do a cash drawing before
we
adjourn? Okay, Artis has an announcement while Mr. Roller Skates is...
I have a comment. He has an announcement. I just wanted to mention that it was mentioned about if we don't meet in Northern California, we might not have as many people going to Legislative Day. Well, I've been participating in Legislative Day for a number of years, but last year's, when it wasn't part of convention, we actually, I think, had one or two more than what we had this year. So.
And I'm just announcing.
Okay, Jeff.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
Just announcing hospitality, 1225. And I want to especially announce it because half of the profits are going to CCB. So you're doing something for all of us by drinking and eating and whatever you're doing.
Madam President?
Peter.
I'd just like to encourage people, if they haven't already, we still have sweepstakes tickets available. So sweepstakes tickets are available at the CCB registration desk from 9 to 5 on tomorrow and 9 to 4 on Saturday. So please, if you haven't had a chance to purchase your sweepstakes tickets, please do so.
Thank you, Peter.
I've got a couple books.
Yes, I do too. A lot of us have books, so definitely. And they're $2 a ticket. So, all righty. We are going to go ahead and draw the winning name. And it's $25 in cash for anonymous. And Jeff said Gabe can't do it. So we're going to read names.
Paul Leung.
Paul Leung. Yeah! I thought, yeah. Perfect. Thank you very much. Do we have a motion to adjourn the meeting? So moved and seconded. All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Abstentions? Motion carries. Thank you, everyone, for attending tonight. We'll see you tomorrow.